I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Coming up, 140 years after the end of slavery, the House of Representatives apologizes. We'll talk to the congressman who initiated the move. And we'll also talk about one of the most important literary figures to emerge from the slavery era. His name is widely known, but many believe he has been widely misunderstood. That's in just a few minutes. But first, President Bush today signed a housing bill into law that's designed to help stabilize the financial markets and offer relief to hundreds of thousands of struggling homeowners. The bill would let them cancel their old mortgage loans and get more affordable government-backed loans. We're going to hear from a consumer advocate shortly about how all this is supposed to work. But first, we've asked NPR's Brian Naylor to check in to give us an overview of the bill. Welcome, Brian. Thanks for talking to us.
Hi, Michelle. Thanks for having me.
Well, first, I'm a little confused. This bill is voluntary, as I understand it. Lenders do not have to participate. So how will this help homeowners?
Well, that's right. And that was part of the deal that was reached to get Republicans to go along with the bill. What it says is if you're a homeowner and on the brink of foreclosure, you found yourself in over your head on your mortgage, you can go to your lender and say, look, you know, I'm not going to be able to pay this anymore. And essentially, the lender has a choice. The lender can decide, well, we're going to go proceed forward with foreclosure. Or they can say, all right, we'll take a 90% write down on the value of the home, which means if your home was now assessed at $100,000, they will concede its worth is now $90,000 and write you a mortgage for that amount. The advantage to the lender is that rather than have to go through the foreclosure process and worry about having the house get on the market and whether it's going to be sold or not, they're guaranteed by the government that they can write a mortgage that the homeowner can afford.
Now, the lawmakers who wrote the law are forecasting that about 400,000 homeowners can potentially benefit from this, but that's about a tenth of all homes that are actually in jeopardy of foreclosure.
Right, right.
What's the logic there of just addressing that kind of tip of the iceberg, if as it were?
Yeah, I think it was just a question of politics being the art of the possible. This is what they could do. There were a lot of folks, a lot of Republicans don't like this at all because they feel that it's a bailout of borrowers, of people who were pushing these mortgages, and also of homeowners who knowingly got in over their heads. Some of these subprime loans, there was no income disclosure required, or mortgage writers were encouraged to falsify income levels. And so a lot of Republicans didn't really like this at all, and they say it's a bailout and it's going to put the taxpayers on the hook for these mortgages. So what Democrats said was, well, okay, this is what the best we can do. We can provide some help to some people. 400,000 is what the backers of the bill say it will help. But even as some outside analysts say, it's going to be fewer than that because a lot of folks won't qualify, and a lot of banks are going to be reluctant to take the kind of financial sacrifices that it requires.
How is it intended to stabilize the credit markets?
Well, a number of different ways. One big way is the bill also includes help for Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, the two quasi-government organizations, they call them GSEs, government-sponsored entities, that back together about half of the nation's mortgages and hold some $5 trillion worth of loans. Investors in recent months have been very concerned about the future because of all of the numbers of foreclosures. And so they have been the price of the two stocks has declined dramatically. What this bill will do is allow Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac to take a line of credit from the government if they need more capital. They can get it. The government can also buy stock in the two institutions as another way of providing more capital. And Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson and others in the administration think that this is a way that investors will now feel confident and the markets will respond by raising the prices.
NPR's Brian Naylor, he joined us from our studios on Capitol Hill. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Michelle.